T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you're tuning in late, no big deal. We've got the Odyssey app. There's a rewind button. You can scan right back to 2 o'clock. We opened by trying to put finishing touches on the great sports debate of the last 6 years. Jets versus Giants, Darnold versus Saquon Barkley. It turned into this vision of greatness. It ended in who effed up more. So rewind to 2 o'clock. You can hear that. Before we get to what Jim Harbaugh had to say about J.J. McCarthy and how it opens up all sorts of wild NFL trade rumors and, of course, more your calls, I've been following the relationship between Kim Kardashian and Odell Beckham Jr., and I find this fascinating. So I'll give you the last 48 hours, the last 72 hours. About 3 days ago, a story came out.
Allegedly, obviously, all of this.
All alleged, of course. I am not conversing with Odell or Kim to know firsthand, but this is what's been reported by the tabloids. The first report was that Kim Kardashian was obsessed with having a baby with Odell Beckham Jr., because of the genes.
Good genes.
He's got great genes. So it was like, okay, that's interesting. And I wonder how Odell's taking that.
Good looking dude. Got good. His wife, his mom, and his dad were athletes.
Yeah. Right, both athletes. Yep.
No, I totally get it. I mean, I never.
Good looking people as well. So, I mean, why not?
I understand it, even though I never, upon dating, thought about it that way. I never analyzed. Ooh. This would be a great mom. Let me see what our genes mixed up would look like. But
you know
I respect that Kim's thinking that way.
You didn't have to?
What is that?
Because your genes attract one another.
Is that how it works?
Yes.
I had no idea.
New science is telling us that.
My point is I never had that thought. I don't begrudge Kim for having that thought. Maybe that is a thought that people have. Hey, how would this work if we had babies together? So that comes out. Hey, Kim wants Odell's babies. Now, I also know if I'm dating somebody for a year and all of a sudden it comes out publicly, they're thinking about babies with you as a guy that may have scared me off.
I mean, can you have that conversation with me before you start?
Like, yes.
Before you start putting it on blast?
That's what I'm thinking.
Can you imagine that?
Is that exactly what happened? Or was it, you know, would you like to like have a kid with me? And Odell's like, oh, nah, man. No, I can't do that, man. I just had one. No, no chance. And then she puts it out there. Like, we're going to have a kid.
She'll
like,
put pressure on
so
him.
By putting mind, it out. He's like, dude, this girl is crazy.
Or
crazy
Odell.
Crazy hot scale.
Odell
no
does
you know what I'm talking about.
Odell does what some guys do and tell the woman what she wants to hear, just keep going along with the ride, never thinking it's going to go public and worry about it when you have to worry about
Odell's not like that.
Well, but
Odell will be real.
But the follow-up is that within 48 hours of that story coming out, it has now been revealed that they have broken up. Mm-hmm. That Odell Beckham Jr. and Kim Kardashian are no longer a couple. So logic points to that being the reason.
Yeah.
Just based on the timing of it. Now, that may have been Odell saying, hey, look, Kim, we've had a great time, like a wonderful time.
Yes, you're a beautiful girl.
This will be in my brain forever. Like, this is fantastic.
Your family's amazing.
But I think we should split up. Or it may have been Odell being like, hey, look, not doing the kid thing. We can continue to hang out. And Kim saying, I'm done with you. But clearly, to me, I'm just following the logic here, they clearly broke up because of that baby thing.
It became the story that everybody was talking about, and then next thing you know, they're not together, so it had to be the thing that separated them.
Absolutely.
And it wouldn't be the only one. There's tons of, I'm sure, relationships that have ended because one party wanted kids and the other one didn't.
No, but listen, I've had that happen. I mean, that's a normal thing. It usually doesn't happen, though, through the media. It doesn't happen through Page Six.
Evan, do you want to have kids with me?
No, I'm good.
Believe it or not, it was the other way around. Now, let me get to Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh is a fascinating guy. Fascinating. I was listening to his press conference yesterday Because all the coaches, GMs, we heard it with the Jets and Giants. We're at these owners' meetings down in Orlando. We'll get into the rule changes a little bit later on. And Jim talks so glowingly about J.J. McCarthy, who, of course, was his quarterback at Michigan, to the point where he said, in his opinion, J.J. McCarthy is the best quarterback in this draft.
Okay, so draft him. Trade Herbert, draft him.
Well, okay, do you think he's going to do that?
No, I don't think he's going to do that. I think he's a hype machine. Jim Harbaugh has been a part of the NFL for many years. Obviously, he's been in college for whatever it was, 7 or 8 years. But he knows the NFL. He knows what is happening at this point in the offseason. And that is smoke, mirrors, diversion tactics, anything you can do to keep people guessing about what you're going to do.
100%.
Because the first thing after you said that, what did I say? All right, well, trade Justin Herbert and draft J.J. McCarthy.
Sure.
And so there's some people, say the Minnesota Vikings, who need a quarterback and are positioning themselves to move up in this NFL draft, who are also in their mind saying, dude, is he going to take J.J. McCarthy?
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to move on from Justin Herbert, trade him with somebody, and take J.J.? We want J.J. McCarthy. So now you got to trade with him. So it just becomes nonsense that you either listen to or you get more intel on by having different types of conversations. So I think Jim Harbaugh's playing a game. I think he's done this his entire career. He did it almost every year at Michigan. Almost every single year when he was the head coach at the University of Michigan, he entertained the NFL. Why? So he could get another contract extension or boost in salary or some other guarantee from the board at Michigan.
I think the reason you would do it, so let me just start with the whole just take J.J. McCarthy thing. Because I just want to have this open discussion before we put it to rest. I don't think any of us think that the Los Angeles Chargers are going to take a quarterback and trade Justin Herbert, right? None of us think that's going to happen. If that was the case, though, if he's being honest, hey, this is my guy. I want my guy, and if I could get my guy, screw it. I get to start over. I get to start over financially, and I build around my quarterback.
Because otherwise, he is... let's call it stuck, even though he's a good player to be stuck with.
But he's also making a ton of money.
He's stuck with Justin Herbert
right
through the 2028 season.
Making top-line money.
Yes.
I just want this on the record. If Jim Harbaugh is like, I want my guy, I'll trade Justin Herbert, you would, Tiki Barber, line up and put together a massive offer for Justin Herbert, correct? Why are you hesitating?
I'm just looking at the number.
I thought this was open and shut.
I'm looking at the business. I am always going to default to business. And first of all, this won't happen until after the draft because the dead money and trade before June 1 is $100 million.
Don't get lost in the weeds. Would you line up and make a trade for him?
Because I am not Aaron Rodgering for Justin Herbert.
What does that mean?
I'm verbing Aaron Rodgers. I am not Aaron Rodgering for Justin Herbert. You hear me?
No, so, I don't even know why you're using my quarterback as a verb.
Because Aaron Rodgers manipulated his way to the Jets.
Gotcha.
And it was all about this massive contract that he had just signed that the Jets had to now navigate. And because of that, they couldn't do some free agent signings because until he restructured his deal, the Jets had no money because it's tied up in his cap.
Do you want Justin Herbert or not?
If Justin Herbert is going to come to me before the draft, I want no part of it. Because I do not want an Aaron Rodgers $108 million.
Do you want Justin Herbert?
Not before June 1st.
Okay. If Jim Harbaugh decides, I got my quarterback. And
if Jim Harbaugh drafts J.J. McCarthy.
Yes.
And it's clear.
Yes.
And you're going to fleece him because he has to now
No. There would be no fleecing because I think teams would line up to try to get him. He's a young elite quarterback. I don't think he would be in a position to give him away.
Coming off an injury.
I understand. You don't think Justin Herbert would get a ton back?
Maybe.
No, maybe, yes. Maybe.
He's got a big contract, man.
Look, ideally, and I get the financials, and this is not going to happen, but I want to entertain it before we can move on to McCarthy.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
If he's going to trade him, he should do it now.
Yeah, it's not going to be
because
the
teams
Giants
haven't decided. Like, New England hasn't drafted a young quarterback. The Vikings haven't drafted a young quarterback. Okay. The Raiders. There are teams that will kind of answer that question at the draft, but you're better off doing it now.
But what I'm saying, and I'm reading this directly, pre-6-1, June 1 trade, $108.5 million in dead cap.
Right.
That's a third of the cap.
Right.
Not even. It's more than a third of the cap. So a guy who's not even on your team, you're gonna fill your roster 50 cents on the dollar.
I was told that the cap is fungible, Tiki.
It is, except for dead money.
Oh, I get you.
Dead money is real.
So you do not want Justin Herbert because of the contract.
I'll take Justin Herbert after June 1st.
Okay. Would you want Justin Herbert if by some reason Jim Harbaugh's like, I'm out?
Hell yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
By the way, I'm saying this for the Chargers. The Chargers can't operate 50 cents on the dollar for the entirety for the rest of the season.
Oh, no, I understand.
And they can't do it.
They're going to keep Justin Herbert. What I think Jim Harbaugh is doing is something similar to what Joe Shane is doing. Hmm. The Chargers pick 5th. What would benefit Jim Harbaugh? Here's a perfect scenario for the Los Angeles Chargers. Someone to jump them to draft J.J. McCarthy. They want someone to trade with the Arizona Cardinals for J.J. McCarthy. Why, you ask? So that at number 5, the Chargers will basically pick anyone they want because quarterbacks would have gone 1, 2, 3, 4. So Jim is playing chess right now. Mm-hmm. He's building up J.J. McCarthy because I've even heard callers call up and say, hey, guys, why would you want J.J. McCarthy? Jim don't even want him. Like, that matters. Jim Harbaugh is now going the complete other way. J.J.'s the best quarterback in the draft. He's amazing. He's a great leader. I love him. I'd love to have babies with him. The whole 9 yards, right? Because if someone jumps the Chargers and makes a deal with Arizona, that behooves the Chargers.
Of course.
They will then own the NFL draft. They'll get their pick of whoever they want that's not a quarterback. So that's what I think is going on here with Jim putting him over. And that's why, unless the Giants trade up, and I don't think they are, I don't think they're going to really pick a quarterback at 6, because I think 4 guys are going before the Giants even pick.
I agree. I mean, I don't think the Giants should draft a quarterback. I know that John Mara has now said that if Daves and Shane fall in love with one, then absolutely they can go after it. But to me, that sounds like fall in love with a guy you could take later in the first round or in the second round. That's what that sounds like.
Yeah.
Because it's not worth giving all the needs for the Giants to trade up in this draft when it's a QB desperate draft. There are teams that absolutely are going to take quarterbacks, even if they, like the New England Patriots, are saying they're not.
I mean, and now you don't have to worry about it because Dak Prescott will be available next year, so we could just do that. But ultimately, look, and there's other rumors out there. Palisaro put out there that McCarthy could go as high as second of the Commanders. If that happened and the Giants had put in all this work on Drake May and he was 4-4,
yeah,
and it was between them and the Vikings, how do you not, even if it cost you another first plus, how do you not entertain that, knowing your jobs are on the line to identify the right quarterback, Tiki?
Well, because you got to love him.
You have to.
You have to. And I don't know
if they do.
I have no idea if they do.
Well, clearly, if they don't even investigate trade, they don't. But if they do, you have to, because you don't want to be stuck next year going, oh, we pay Jared Goff.
I haven't heard about the Giants trading yet. Now, we're still a month away.
Smokescreen season.
It is absolutely
That's probably a good thing, by the way, that we haven't heard anything, because if it was Dave Gettleman, we would have known exactly what they were doing already.
You know what I think is going to hurt the Giants, though, from trading from 6-4? Because 6-4 seems kind of easy. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not too bad. You're only jumping up two picks. It's not going to even cost me a first-round pick. If you're the Arizona Cardinals and you've decided you're trading back, now you may be more drawn in by the Giants thinking, hey, I may get the same exact player and throw in a second-round pick, or you may be drawn in by Minnesota thinking, I'm going to get a future one. Which I'm not getting from the Giants. The Giants aren't going to give you a future first-round pick to go from 6-4.
They might.
You think so?
If that's what it costs, if the Vikings are the number one, if you're getting your quarterback?
I know, but two slots in the draft, you're going to give up a future first-round pick?
To get into the top five. I know they're at six. Yeah.
You remember what the Jets gave up to go from 6-3? They didn't give up a first-round pick. They gave up multiple second-round picks to go from 6-3, full circle, to draft Sam Darnold.
How much did gas cost 6 years ago? Everything changed.
No, I understand. It is silly season, though. We are 1 month away from the draft. The draft is a month from yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. April 25th is night one, round one of the NFL draft, and the silly season has begun. Let us go to Matt in the Bronx. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. What's up, Pete?
What's up, Dave?
Hey, just real quick, back to the Giants. So if the train of thought is just to pick at the time who had the right idea, I guess, Evan, I guess you could say maybe the Jets had the right idea, but Giants were swinging for the fences with Saquon. But which is worse, picking Saquon with the number two or two times in a row swinging and missing with a first-round pick on a quarterback?
You know, it's funny, in a way.
That's interesting to think about it that way.
Yeah, but I'll answer it. Yeah. Like, they swung and missed on Sam Darnold and Zach Wilson. There is no debate. There is no question. And I think Sam has even proven, as he's now bounced around the league, it's never going to happen for him unless he pulls a Geno Smith. But I think it's the right thinking every couple of years to go for it, because you need to find a quarterback.
I mean,
there's a quarterback
every
league.
Couple of years?
Yes. Dude, I used to have the theory.
Hold on, Evan. Think about what you're saying.
Yes.
Every couple of years, you got to go try to find another quarterback. That means you suck at drafting quarterbacks.
Well, no. What I mean is,
it means you suck at identifying the talent at the most important position in the league.
Yes. And what do? Do you just double down on it and stick with the same guy for 4 years, or do you try to find the next answer? What do you do? What's the better answer? Obviously, ideally, I would just find my answer like you guys did with Eli Manning. The Jets haven't done it. In fact, most teams around the league haven't done it. They don't draft a quarterback and are set for the next decade. Some teams are able to do it. The Jets haven't done it since Willie Namath.
Trust me, it's hard. I mean, even look at the Minnesota Vikings, right, with the Teddy Bridgewater draft, and then he gets hurt, and then who was it? Sam Bradford was there for a minute, and then they kind of got lucky. Because of the then Redskins, now Commanders, were jacking around with Kirk Cousins.
Right.
And Kirk was like, I'm out of here. And they said, all right, let's go get him. He's pretty good. The Commanders have no idea what they're losing in him.
Even though they had more success playoff-wise with Case Keenum than they did with Kirk Cousins.
The Commanders!
But you know what I mean? So Kirk Cousins goes to Minnesota, and he's one of their best quarterbacks that they've had in 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. I almost feel like the drafting of the quarterback has become this, like, I don't know, this lost art. And this, it seems like it's easy to do and everybody should just do it. But sometimes you're finding more success just bringing in a veteran and letting that veteran, like Geno Smith.
Your ceiling for success is smaller when you do that, though.
100%.
And that's why you draft a quarterback.
The window for success is much smaller, and it's harder because you're spending so much money on that free agent.
And you also already know what that guy is. Like, when you bring in a veteran free agent, the odds are you already have an idea of what he is. Mm-hmm. Look, the Jets embarrassed themselves over the years by drafting quarterbacks and failing. I'm not defending that. And a lot of that is misidentification of talent. Mm-hmm. A lot of that is not having the right coaches. Yep. A lot of that is not having the right talent. No question. But my point is, instead of sitting there for 4 years or 5 years and saying, maybe this is it, maybe this is it, maybe this is it. Once you identify that a guy is not the answer,
let him go.
Move the hell on. That's the lesson from this.
By the way, it doesn't sound like you guys are doing that after what he's saying. I like Zach. If we can't find him a trade partner, we're keeping him.
All BS. Doesn't worry me at all, by the way.
Really?
All BS. Yeah, I was going to bring it up a little bit later on, but I am not worried about Zach Wilson being on this team. Huh. I'm not. I think it's just, look, sometimes owners and GMs and coaches will say things. We were just examining what Jim Harbaugh said, and you can see through the BS. You can kind of sense the BS, and you know what's BS. And sometimes I react badly to what is said. Like yesterday, I was upset with Robert Saleh for basically saying, hey, if we don't make the playoffs, I can't call the season a failure. It was a dumb comment. It's a dumbass comment. But then there are other comments that are made where you just roll your eyes. The comments about Zach Wilson, I roll my eyes at. He is not going to be on this team.
I mean, is it really that bad an option to have as your third guy on the practice squad? In all seriousness, I know we have a sour taste. By the time you're getting to your third quarterback, Zach Wilson is a third quarterback.
I think what you bring up is a really fair point because I do believe the Jets need a third quarterback on their roster. But sometimes in life and sometimes in sports, it's just time. You know what I mean? It's just over. And it's like, it's better for everybody to just move the hell on. So yeah, in theory, he's the third quarterback. It doesn't matter. No big deal. Here's where it matters. There's a chance you're going to have to play your third quarterback. There's a chance. Aaron Rodgers is 40 coming off an Achilles. Tyrod Taylor, I love the man. He's always hurt. There's a real chance that you are going to be in a position for that guy to be on the field. I don't want that scenario under any circumstances. And I would rather have it be somebody we're not even thinking of as compared to the circus that is Zach Wilson taking the field for the New York Jets. It's just time.
But you're talking about Tyson Bagent, Tommy Cutlets.
Yeah, I prefer both guys. Yeah, I prefer both guys.
Not for nothing, no disrespect to Tommy, who I love, and I think he's the guy. I think he's better than Wilson. But that's the kind of, Wilson is that kind of guy.
No, I prefer Tommy DeVito. I actually would. I prefer Tyson Bagent. I would.
Well,
I
might be able to sign DeVito. We'll see.
Thank you very much. And that's exactly what I would do. More on that a little bit later on. And we'll get to the baseball. Bad news around the Yankees, and this concerns me. I've been very gung-ho that I think the Yankees will win 100 games and they'll win the American League East. And one of the reasons I had that confidence was I think we're getting a resurgent year out of DJ LeMahieu. And unfortunately, DJ ain't walking through that door on Thursday. We'll address the impact of that injury coming up at about 4 o'clock. Toll-free number 877-337-6666. In about 10 minutes, we bring it back every Tuesday at 3:30. It's another edition of Posted and Toasted, plus more of your phone calls at 877-337-6666. It is opening day, Eve on this Tuesday afternoon in New York City. Evan and Tiki here on the Fan. We'll get to Posted and Toasted in just a couple of minutes. The segment raging here at WFAN, where I find old social media posts, and then Tiki will guess which WFAN personality put it out there. But we are 2 days away from Mets Brewers at Citi Field. I just checked the Weather Channel app again, and it looks very, 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 very bad. Right, Don, on Long Island? We're screwed. No opening day on Thursday, right, Don?
Yes, no opening day, please. It'll be 20 years that I've gone in a row, and my son's with me for 5 or 6. So hopefully we can go on Friday and have a nice day.
So you're able to go either day, but you're already looking at Thursday saying, this sucks, let's just bang it and go to Friday?
Yeah, unfortunately my oldest son will have to still go to college. He'll miss it. But my youngest son and myself will be able to go to both. But why not enjoy a day that they could put it in on Friday instead of on a Thursday?
Well, I think the other key is,
well, they're lucky they did this, right? That they baked in a draw day of
they bad do day. It every single year, believe it or not. They always have that luxury. The 1 year they didn't have it was after the lockout, where the schedule got altered, so it opened on a Friday and they didn't have the built-in off day.
Oh, yeah.
But for the most part, like the Yankees don't have one next week just because of the way the schedule works. They play on Friday. There's no built-in off day. What the Mets need to do, and I have confidence that they will, is make a decision tomorrow because there are a lot of people that are taking off work to go Thursday. So give them that heads up. A, get back to go to work on Thursday so they could take off Friday. And the Mets did that a year ago where they made the decision early. The thing you don't want is you don't want to wake up Thursday morning, you're listening to Boomer and Geo, and you're like, are they writing the game out? Are they writing the game out? Are they writing the game out? And you still don't know. Then you turn on the midday show, and you're like, are they writing the game out? Are they writing the game out? And then they make you sit and wait, and then they write it out. So what you're better off doing, especially with the forecast looking the way it's looking, and I'd give it another 24 hours. Let's just see if things change or not. Bang it if it doesn't change, and just let everybody know it'll be Friday. But that's the spot we're in with opening day. Now, the Yankees, on the other hand, have nothing to worry about. They're in Houston, Texas, and they have a dome. And what I also know is that there's never been a rainout in a dome until last night when the Arizona Diamondbacks could not shut their dome. I guess there's a rule they're not allowed to shut their dome while people are in the stands. And so people were in the stands. It started raining. Dome doesn't shut.
Wow.
And you know what that reminded me of?
I'm trying to think of why that would be the case, because in case someone happened to be climbing into the rafters and...
I don't think you're allowed to do that.
I know, but of course you're not, but why else would you not be able to close the dome?
I do not understand that.
In the stadium. It doesn't make any
sense.
That's
the point of a retractable roof, right? Is that if the rain starts, you start closing.
That's exactly right.
If you remember correctly on this, and this is a small factoid, Game 7 of the 2001 World Series, a little redundant, it started raining in the latter innings of that game in Arizona.
Hmm.
And I'm trying to think, like, did they, I guess they couldn't shut the dome. The dome remained open.
Clearly they didn't.
When Luis Gonzalez hit that game-winning hit. But you remember the rain coming down in the middle of Game 7?
I have no recollection of the rain that day.
Yeah, I don't remember it.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I think that happened.
I trust you because you know the history better than anybody, but still.
Hard to trust him. He didn't know the Nets were playing last night.
That's true.
But guess what? I found out they were playing, watched the entire game, and guess what? We won! Yes! Speaking of winning, let's see how good Tiki does today in another edition of Posted and Toasted.
It's time for Posted and Toasted on Evan and Tiki.
So here's the way it works. We got old tweets from some of our fellow WFAN co-workers. I will read the tweet. I'll read the date. I'll give you four options, and we'll see how accurate Tiki Barber is. Are you ready for post number one?
I am.
This is from March 28th, 2012. So we're going back 12 years ago.
I wasn't even working here yet.
So? What does that mean? Wow, this is almost the anniversary. March 28th. Today's March 26th. Elise Testone, I think is how you say it, rocked whole lot of love on Idol tonight. Keep it up, girl. Who posted that? Was it Jerry Recco? Was it Al Dukes? Was it Boomer Esiason? Or was it Tiki Barber?
That sounds like something I would do. That was me.
You're wrong.
Damn it. That's my favorite. First of all, do you know who Elise Testone is?
Never heard of it, but I know I liked American Idol, so I liked watching it.
Do we know who Elise Testone is?
And what happened to her?
I had never heard of her. That's why I didn't include Sean Looney or me in this.
Is she from New York? Is she from this area?
Can you Google Elise Testone, Sean, so we find out who the hell she is?
If she is, I'm going to say it was Boomer.
Inside baseball, I'm the one playing the music here, so okay. I can't pull up anything.
I'm going to say it was Boomer.
Boomer Esiason! You are right!
So,
Boomer
Esiason. Elise Testone. Now I gotta look her up.
I'm guessing she's from Suffolk, Long Island.
Exactly. That's the conclusion you come up with? I was also thinking, who watched American Idol? Now, I used to be a big fan of American Idol, but I couldn't have put myself as an option because I can't even say this person's name. Elise Testone?
40 years old. She is from... Kenilon. Oh, she's from Jersey.
She's from Jersey. Well, local. You're right about that. Just not the Boomer Long Island logo.
No.
Was she an American Idol contestant?
She was a singer and songwriter from Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, but she was born in New Jersey.
I bet you she got knocked out that night. I bet you Boomer was the kiss of death. I love how she's doing. Keep it up, girl. You're gone.
This girl is rocking it, and you're out.
All right, here it is. Post number two. This is from July 3rd, 2012. So we're sticking in 2012. The updated over-under on a Miley Cyrus sex tape, arrest or rehab, is now 1.8 years.
What?
Who posted that? Was it Tommy Lugauer, Sean Morash, Greg Giannotti, or Brandon Tierney?
I'm going to say that was a Morash.
You're wrong.
By the way, what a vile tweet. Yeah. What
year was it?
2012?
Yeah, in those years, Sean was doing questionable things on Twitter.
No doubt about it.
So the question is Miley Cyrus going to get arrested, go to rehab, or have a sex tape?
Giannotti.
Was it Greg Giannotti?
You're wrong.
Wow. So it is down to Tommy Lugauer and Brandon Tierney.
It definitely was. It had to be you, Tommy.
You're wrong.
That was BT.
I love being dirt.
Yes, you
do. That was BT.
That was BT. Wow. I didn't know he would tweet something like that.
She must have been courtside in a Crete.
Wait, was he married yet?
July of 2012? Well, what does being married have to do with it? He wasn't saying anything other than, I think something's going to happen to Miley Cyrus. Mm. She's going to have a sex tape arrest or rehab. Yeah. That's all.
Yes.
Were you partners with him at the time, by the way?
No, we hadn't started yet.
Oh, okay. All right. That may have given you some insight. Here it is, post number three. It's a little bit more recent. June 2nd, 2021. People always go to the you'll die alone. Meanwhile, what if your wife dies before you? You'll still die alone even if you were married.
What?
Huh. Who put that out there?
That is morbid.
Was it Al Dukes, Jerry Recco, Tommy Lugauer, or Sal Licata?
I'm going to say that was Tommy because it was before he was married.
You're wrong.
But I do agree with it.
That's why you were a good guess.
Al Dukes.
I like to lick my hands.
You are correct. Al Hughes Dukes tweeted that back in 2021. It is a good point. I mean, it's actually a really good point. Al's a very philosophical person.
Well, unless you get married and have kids, and then therefore...
Then the kids will leave you so that you're not alone.
That's the idea, yeah.
Oh, he left that part out.
That's the meaning of life.
To what? Have kids or to die?
Well, procreate and then die.
Interesting.
Thought it was going to win Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
All right, here's post number four from October 1st, 2015. It's a little sports opinion.
Okay.
A sports opinion that may not have gone well. We'll see. Ref Schneider, Bird, Severino. The Yankees are going to be fun for the next 15 years.
That's BT.
That is October. I haven't even given you a guess yet. That's October 1st, 2015. Is it Sal Licata? Is it Chris McMonagle? Is it Brandon Tierney? Or is it Sean Morash?
BT.
You're wrong.
Very confident it was BT being wrong about that.
I mean, freezing cold takes is all over his tweets. So.
It is not.
I figured you picked it on purpose.
Do you have a guess, Sean, by the way?
I loved Ref Schneider. I'm assuming that's me.
What do you say now, you fat ass? It was Sean Morash.
I was convinced Ref Schneider was Jeter.
Boy, you really nailed that one. Severino, I'll give you, because he gave you a couple of good years.
Dude, Rob Refsnyder was the first position player before the Baby Bombers that came up, and I took it hook, line, and sinker, and Evan knows because I used to fight with him in the newsroom about Severino. That I knew that had to be me. What a disgrace.
Yeah.
How about, was wrong, by the way.
I think it was more of a disgrace how quick Tiki was. He wasn't even waiting for the options to bury Brandon. No, it wasn't him.
Well, he doesn't even know Brandon anymore with his Miley Cyrus tweet.
That's a good point.
That was before.
All right, our final post and toast of the day. We go back to February 6th, 2022. I washed dishes today on a Sunday. First time in about 22 weeks. Today is like opening day for my wife.
Mm. What year was this?
That was 2022. Mm. Was that Tommy Lugauer, Greg Giannotti, Sal Licata, or Sean Morash?
What was the date again?
February 6th, 2022. It sounds like that was the Sunday between the Super Bowl. And so what this person did was, hey, I washed the dishes today on a Sunday, right?
Greg Giannotti.
You're wrong.
I didn't get any right today. Nah, this was an 0 for 5 for Teague. You want to have a guess, Sean?
I think it's me. I think I remember tweeting this because I remember washing the dishes and where I was thinking, this is my life.
You're wrong.
Wow. So it's down to Loogie or Sal Licata. I think I just have to tell you at this point.
It's Sal.
It's Sal.
The NL East is over.
It's Sal Licata.
Very good. Loogie doesn't do dishes. They eat out every night.
Correct.
Or order.
Is that true? You've never done dishes?
Dishes? No. No way.
What kind of husband are you,
Well, first
man?
Of all, and no offense
you
to Sal.
You live in the city. It's easy.
You're not washing them by hand. You're putting them in a dishwasher.
No, you still need to rinse first. By the way,
get out of here.
I'm going to defend Evan for a second. Lugauer has lost his privilege to crush Evan about never grilling if you've never done a dish.
Why? Mm. Why not? I'm an only child, and now I'm married.
Help your mom out, number one.
Help my mom out.
Number
I'm her
two,
only son.
I've been at your apartment. Your wife cooks great. Clean up after your wife.
Oh,
you're a
that.
Disgrace.
I don't need to hear about husband tips from you.
No, I'm sorry. It's a disgrace.
Oh, hold on a second. Yeah. Tiki made it seem, hey, they eat out all the time.
They
there
do.
Would never be a reason to do dishes.
They do.
But then Sean just said his wife cooks.
Well, right. Both could be true.
Okay, so she cooks when Sean's over?
Yeah, but if she's cooking at any point, even if it's once a month, shouldn't Lugie, and don't we all do the right thing by saying, hey, hon, thanks for the cooking. I'm now going to do the dishes.
All right, I'm going to out myself here. I'm going to give you, I'll play one for the team here. So my wife had people over on Sunday, and she cooked for them. They made like homemade pasta, the whole thing. And the dishes are still dirty in the sink. And I was actually mad at her when I left today. I was like, did she really have to have people over? And I didn't even think about washing them.
What the hell's wrong?
I don't know. Dude, I got a lot going on. I'm useless.
You have a lot going on.
I'm handsome and funny. Those are the two qualities.
Tommy, yes, you sir. Do a great job on this show. You work very hard. Outside of that, what the hell do you have going on?
Not much. But I'm useless. I probably do it wrong. No, here's why, too. This is where I'm going to get on my wife. And I think there's a lot of husbands like this. Whenever I attempt to do the dishes and I put them back, this is what I hear. You put it in the wrong spot. Mm. Well, guess what? Now you don't get my help. Do I know where the fork, knife, and all this stuff goes? And she has all these exotic dishes and stuff that she makes stuff with. Can we just keep it simple? If it's simple, I'll do it. If it gets complicated, I'm out.
The only area where I feel you a little bit is I do laundry at home, right? It's one of the things I definitely do. It's part of the schedule. Wow. I do all the laundry. I do the laundry for me, for my wife, and for my two kids.
Kudos to you.
Thank Same you very much. Baby. Thank you very much. So I do the laundry.
I'd rather do dishes.
Than laundry?
Yes.
That's a great question. I find the laundry cathartic, I have to tell you.
The dishes are cathartic.
No, it's not. It's disgusting.
It's not disgusting.
No, because Sean's right. You got to rinse it ahead of time. But you put it in the machine. It falls all over the place. I hate it.
Bro, I don't even... We have a dishwasher. I very rarely use it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do all my dishes by hand.
You go hand dish?
Yes. I think when you put stuff in a washer, you just throw it in there, and you're not doing it.
Yeah, but the folding part you're definitely doing.
That's the postscript.
Yeah, but that's
about
the
actual cleaning part.
But Tiki, I'll tell you, I think the biggest part of laundry is the folding. Is it not? It's not just sticking it in the hole. It's the folding.
That's a pain in the butt.
It is a pain in the butt. But the one
how is
thing,
that cathartic?
You
put the stacks and they fall over. Your dog comes and jumps on the bed.
Wow, my Dudley does do that quite
Dudley,
a bit.
You want to kick him? And you're like, dude, I'm going to kill you, dog. Go in your cage.
I've never said any of that. Okay.
I don't know where
the hell you're coming from. I find it cathartic because I take my phone, I put some kind of podcast on or some kind of country music. I go into a room, I just start folding everything. I separate this is Spence stuff, this is Jet stuff, this is my baby stuff, this is my stuff. My baby is my wife. That's what I call her sometimes. The problem I've run into where I can feel Lugie a little bit is I'll do my wife's laundry and then I'll stack it. And she gets a little annoyed. Like, you know, can you just put it away from me now? And I'm like, here's my problem.
I don't know where it goes.
I don't know where it goes. And I tried to do it a few times because unlike these schmucks, I try to be a good husband. Like, I try to do things even when not asked. But then I do it wrong. And then I get you put it all in the wrong spot.
All right, you
and
do
that's
it.
When I said, you know what, screw this. I'm going to stack it, and then you put it away where you wanted to put it away.
Right. My wife will grade my performance. So, I don't think you should ever make your bed, but since I've married her, I'm like, fine, I'll make the bed. So we have a comforter. So I'll make the bed, and she'll go, no, the buttons are at the top. Then you do it. I don't care where the damn buttons go. Are you kidding me?
But you got
it's not the SATs.
But you got to try. Your wife had people over. She did all this cooking, and you're just staring at the dishes. Every time you walk past?
And I know that she left it out for me to do. And I still walk past it.
You failed the test, bro.
Did you eat?
Yes.
Oh, and you ate?
You should definitely do the dishes.
Dude, and he came home from a weekend away in Atlantic City where his wife said, go ahead, no problem.
Yeah.
And we're moving in a week.
Oh,
and I've been very lazy about packing. Other than that, though, I'm a great husband.
Have to take days off from work the way Sal did when you move?
Yeah. I'll be out Thursday.
That's fine. I wasn't judging.
Short show, so I'll be out Thursday.
Okay, there you go.
Nice.
Tiki's not happy. I see that look on his face.
Sound like a terrible husband.
Well, no. But I offer entertainment. I make her laugh.
You offer entertainment. Speaking of entertainment, if you guys recall, about a few months ago, the NFL had a playoff game on Peacock.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was like, oh, my God, Peacock. I've never had it before. What are we going to do with Peacock? How are we going to watch Peacock? And then we even talked about how, well, Peacock's got some pretty good material. So if you don't have Peacock and you're getting it just for the playoff game, you may find out, to your surprise, that it has some pretty good material.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big wrestling fan. You know that. They have WWE Network. We found out about that show with the bear. What's it called again?
Ted.
That show with
Ted.
The bear. Ted, that's right.
The Caleb Williams story.
Ted's a great show. So numbers came out, courtesy of Barrett Sports Media, a few days ago. Based on a study that was done by Antenna, how many people got Peacock because of the NFL playoff game, and then how many people retained it because they're like, either I'm lazy mm-hmm. and I don't even realize that I signed up for it, or B, hey, I like the product, I'm going to keep it.
What about Peacock?
So here are the numbers, and it's kind of crazy. It shows that 3 million unique users signed up for Peacock in the three-day window mm-hmm. around the wild card game, and that was Dolphins Chiefs. Number one, 3 million is the number that they added. Do you think that's a big number, small number, or pretty much what you thought?
Well, I feel like a lot of people already had it. And so 3 million seems small given the viewing public.
Yeah, because I think 25 million people watched the game, something of that nature.
So if 25 million people watched and only 3 million signed up, the math is pretty simple. 22 million already had it.
Yeah.
So I guess it's small. But I guess you're just talking incremental. Incremental growth for a day, that's pretty damn good.
Yeah, I think if you're...
Or a three-day period, whatever it is.
If you're Peacock, and I want you to get your calculator out. So they get 3 million people to sign up. And what do they charge a month? Is it $9.99 a month, something like that?
It depends if you want commercials or not.
Yeah, I know. There's two tiers. Was it $5.99 and $9.99?
We deal with the ads for $5.99 in the more ass house.
I agree. Let's split the difference and say $8 a month. Yeah. Because I think there are some people, hello, hi, this is me, mm-hmm. who say, I'm paying not to see those freaking ads.
Right.
And I have no regrets about that.
There's the difference in chairs we sit in.
Huh? Listen, I'm watching a Monday Night Raw from 2001. I don't need commercials.
It's the land of the peacock.
For the year.
Say it one more time.
$60 more for the year.
$60 more for the year. So it's $8 a month. So how many months are in a year? 12 months, 12, 24, 36, 48, 60, 72,
it's 104.
84. Good math by you. Mm-hmm. Are you sure that's correct?
Yeah, 8 times 10. No, wait.
You're wrong.
Minus 20.
Let's do it my way. 12, 24, 36, 48, 60, 72, 84, 96, 108, 120, 132, 144. Did I do that right?
That's 12.
No, that's 12.
You're wrong, too.
That's 12 times 12 is 144.
12 times 8. Hold on, let me try this again. 12, 24, 36, 4. It's $96. That's what it comes out to.
Yeah, with tax, I gave you the 104.
No, $96. So each customer is $96, right? You've added 3 million people. Now the question is how many people remain so that you collect that full allotment? According to the study, 7 weeks after the game, which means it has now been almost 2 months, mm-hmm. we get a pretty good idea of who stopped and who didn't stick. 71% retainment. How about that?
That's impressive.
So do the math on that.
But now. I think so many people just already had it. Right.
Well,
so,
those I wouldn't even count because you had them anyway.
So it's just the new additions.
Yeah, and look, this doesn't go for Peacock. This goes for every streaming service. There is an inherent laziness in Americans.
Yeah.
The moment they sign up, it takes a lot for somebody to go, I got to remember to
cancel.
That's
almost anything. Any of these subscription services.
Yes.
It's really hard to make yourself cancel it.
Right. How much did I say per year, by the way, that they would earn for the...
$96 per person.
Are you ready? Here's what they would make per year based on my calculations. $405 million extra based on the retainment rate and assuming everyone's in the middle. $405 million. How much did they pay for that NFL playoff game?
$100 million?
I think so. I think it was... Look that up, Sean. Instead of staring at me like I got 12 heads.
Calm down, first of all.
But think about that. Peacock would have made $405 million off just adding 3 million new subscribers and retaining 70% of them.
$110 million.
So they spent $110 million. Based on these calculations, they brought in $405 million. How about that?
So they made but they didn't do anything. There's no new... I guess there's some administrative costs.
Right.
Right, but the cost of goods sold there is minuscule because they're already operating. It's just incremental income.
They made $300
million.
$300 million. So whatever the cost is for the production of the game, it ain't adding up to that.
No. Well, they don't even... Do they cover the production of the game?
It's NBC.
So NBC does the production.
So they already have it.
And NBC had the earlier game, so they essentially ran a doubleheader and then dipped out for exclusive streaming only.
So it cost them nothing because essentially NBC already has a football package.
Yes.
Isn't that crazy?
No, they probably... charged it back. But whatever, it's still the same company.
This is why, ladies and gentlemen,
This is why this is happening.
And this is why it's a no-brain investment. Mm. Now, your response could be, but guys, if eventually everybody has Peacock...
What about Peacock?
This isn't going to happen every year. So like this year, if I'm not mistaken, the Friday night game the Eagles are playing to open the season in some country, Argentina,
Brazil,
Peru.
Yeah.
Where are they playing?
Brazil.
Okay. I got it right. I named one
of them. Because remember, we were thinking about the time zone.
Yes.
Because part of Brazil is actually east of us.
That's right.
So it's an hour ahead of us.
So I don't know how many people are going to get Peacock that don't already have it, because you just added 2.5 million people based on a playoff game. But I think the reason it's still worth the investment is to retain people. Like, all this was based on retainment. The way you retain people is by giving them the entertainment. It's why Netflix still invests in programming. Mm-hmm. It's why Hulu still invests in programming. You can't just rest on your laurels and say, well, we have all these subscribers, we don't have to do anything anymore. No, you still have to give them programming. So Peacock brought in $300 million. They kept about 2.5 million people from the playoff game, but now you got to keep them again. And the way to keep them again is to give them programming.
Yep, and sports is the way that a lot of these streaming services are going right now. And it's so Apple is doing this. We know that Peacock does it already with soccer. Paramount Plus has the Champions League and the Europa League. All these streaming services are going to start doing live sports.
And it makes financial sense. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Stan in Roselle Park. What's up, Stan?
Hey, you know, I know you guys have passed this, but when you were talking about, you know, the dishes and laundry and stuff like that, I remember when I first got married, you know, hey, look, I didn't even make a bed. I was by myself. If I'm getting back into bed, why am I going to make it? But I used to watch.
Right. Nobody's going to look in there. Nobody's going to the bedroom. Why you got to make the bed?
And this is better than that, because she would say, you know, we got married, you know, why don't you fold your underwear? I said, why would I fold the underwear? They're under me. Nobody's seeing. Why am I going to fold them? Or, and she used to iron them. And I said, nah, that's a little bit too much.
Wow.
Yeah. And so we had this high-end stove also, and I'm a toaster oven guy. And she said, how come you don't bake this stuff in the oven? I said, I'm a toaster oven guy. Wow, I'll use that for you. She was a great cook and baker. So I thought that was funny how, you know, when you were talking about.
Yeah. By the way, the toaster oven is one of the greatest inventions ever.
Oh, yeah. Top three. No, top seven. It probably makes my top seven. What I disagree with Stan about, though, is I never made my bed when I was single. I'm not making my bed right now. My family is completely out of town. Mm-hmm. So I'm with you. It feels like too much work to then mess it up.
Dude, I must be OCD. I make my bed every morning.
Why do you?
I don't know.
You don't have an answer?
Isn't it weird to get back into bed that's all disheveled? Do you feel dirty?
No, I just feel like someone, I think I heard once, you want to accomplish something in your day, make your bed. So even if you do nothing else, at least you accomplish something.
Yeah, but what's the point of accomplishing it if you're just going to mess it back up when you get back in
there? Because accomplishments beget accomplishments. Right, it makes you feel like you've done something, and now you're ready to go do the next thing.
Well, I don't accomplish something else.
Then you're ready to go do the next thing.
But why not accomplish something that benefits you? Because at the end of the day, making a bed doesn't accomplish anything.
It makes you feel good.
Does it, though?
When you turn around and look at your bed and it's neat, there's something about that.
So here's the part where I agree with you. I do agree with that. Like, when my wife makes the bed and I go look at a clean bed, I'm like, that's awesome. Like, that's great. Hey. It does make me feel better. But you ever hear the phrase, the juice isn't worth the squeeze?
Yeah, but making your bed is not that difficult.
It's a pain in the ass. Very difficult.
I make Tegan's bed, my baby's bed.
You got to make her make
she's
the bed.
Baby.
Come on.
She's 7 years old.
But she's seven. Make her own bed.
She can't reach it because she's in a queen bed. It's too big for her.
She's got a queen bed?
Yeah, because before we had kids, we just had guest rooms. And then we had kids and we're like, yeah, I just leave them. They can sleep in the big bed. Put the crib in the room. As soon as the crib, just get in the big bed.
I will disagree with you. Making a bed is very difficult. Like, I find it to be very, very challenging.
Maybe mine is just easy. I don't know why. Tegan's is hard. Mine is easy.
Steve in Stamford, Connecticut. Hey, Steve.
What's up, Steve?
How you doing? I love listening to you guys talk sports, but when you go off sports, it makes my head explode. So, first of all, let's do the math, okay? If they added 3 million subscribers, at $100 each, that's $300 million, right?
Yeah.
70% of 300 is not 410, it's 210. So they made $210 million.
How did I get that wrong by so much?
You're wrong.
I have no idea.
But Steve, I did the math out loud. Like, you heard me do the math, right? There's 3 million people. I'm going to do this again. 3 million people divided by the 70% retainment rate. That's, this doesn't make sense. Why did it go up to 4 million? Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. That's a good point.
Do 3 times 0.7.
Oh, divided by 0.7, right?
Times 0.7.
You know what? I got a headache. I'm very, very confused. Jim in West Harrison.
70% of 3 million you get by doing 3 times 0.7 or 3 million times 0.7.
Jim in West Harrison thinks we're all really stupid, so I give you the floor to explain our stupidity. Go ahead, Jim.
How dumb are WFN hosts, part three?
That's
okay,
it.
Number one.
Oh, go ahead, yes.
Number one.
Yeah.
The number one Yankee fan, Mr. Tubba Wubba, doesn't know that the top best traditions are. How did he forget New York, New York, and then name that number one?
He did name it number one.
Oh, he did. So yesterday on the Cinco
roll call.
On the Cinco de Favo from Sean, you go back to our podcast to hear it. He included that. What he forgot was the roll call. That was the
a
mess
roll
up
call.
That
Yes.
Jim, how dumb are WFN callers? Part one.
Oh, attacking poor Jim. What'd he do? Let's go to James in Hawthorne. What's up, James?
What's going on, fellas?
Yep.
I want to chime in on the conversation about just major accomplishment. Making the bed is just a big part of, I think, what it should be taught to every young man. Honestly, coming
facts
up in his life.
Like, facts, James.
There was a famous speech on a commencement day. I think it was I think it's Admiral McRaven was the guy's
right
name.
I think that's where I heard it, James. I think that's where I heard
it. Yeah, man.
And it stuck with me.
Yeah, I'm
so
a coach.
I always make my bed.
But what is accomplished by
when I'm in a hotel on the road?
No,
I swear to God,
I make
my bed every day when I get up.
Do you agree with that,
you're
James?
You're a lot more likely. You're definitely a lot more likely to get something positive done after a simple accomplishment like making a bed. If you don't, then you're a lot less likely to be productive, and you're more likely to just say screw it and just keep rolling with that.
You know what I'm going to do, James, because I like you.
Thank you, James.
I'm not listening to TV.
Thanks for co-signing me
to James and Hawthorne. Tomorrow morning, when I wake up in a bed all by myself because my family left me for a week, I'm going to make the bed.
Good.
It's going to be a pain in the ass. I'm going to be upset that I'm going to do it.
It takes 3 minutes.
I just want to see if it leads to a more accomplished day.
Are you a tucker? Is that why it's taking so long?
Well, how else do you tuck the bed?
No. The comforter doesn't have to be tucked, but some people do that. That would take a little longer.
See, if you just said fold your blanket and move on, I'll do it. I'll fold my blanket and move on.
You drape the comforter over, you plop the pillow.
Maybe the challenge is, how do you sleep?
How do I sleep?
Yes.
Like in my fetal position.
Okay, but do you move a lot is my point. So when you get up in the morning, are you all wrapped
Tiggy
in your cup?
You're asking me how I sleep. Do I move a lot? A very simple answer I think we all should have. Yeah. How would I know I'm sleeping?
You can tell, but when you get up, are your sheets all over the place when you get up? See, when I get up, it's like we barely got in bed because we sleep still.
Hmm.
Like we don't move a ton.
Not at all?
I mean, not a ton.
You were a shifty running back. Now you just lay there like a zombie?
I just lay there. I spoon my wife.
Wow.
And we sit there because it's freezing in my room. She's like, hold me because I'm going to freeze. And then we get up in the morning. She gets up. It's like she barely was there.
Really?
She doesn't move. Maybe I move every now and then because I'll get warm, but our bed is not really that disheveled when I wake up.
I get the sense that Sean is a shaker. He's all over the place.
Oh, I'm in all different positions. I'll flip around. The dog will be licking different parts of my body. It's a whole thing in my bed.
Do you have the thing where you sleep on one side of the bed, your wife sleeps on the other side of the bed, and then no matter where you go, whether it's a hotel
yes
or a house, you have to remain on the same side?
Yes, but every like year or so, we'll switch.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And what's that like?
So we have the same identical dressers on either side of the bed. So it's like all my stuff is in one side. So I was like, let's just move it over. He finally said, you know what? I'll just move the whole dresser. So instead
wow
of...
Why do you do that?
Instead of moving the stuff in the drawers, I just moved the whole dresser.
Do you do that as some kind of kinky, hey, it's like we're sleeping with other people thing?
Honestly, my shoulder started hurting.
Ah.
And so we just started doing it every couple of years.
Yeah,
I would lay on this side. I was like, oh, that shoulder's jacked up. I got to sleep on the other side.
I went to my wife, and I can't remember why. It may have been something said right here on the fan. Like, it may have been a conversation I had with you or Craig or something. And I went to my wife and said, let's switch sides. Because I don't care. It doesn't affect me at all.
Mm-hmm.
My wife looked at me like I had 10 heads. No. I was like, well, why? She's like, no, this is my side. Mm. And she was like adamantly against it. Try that tonight, Sean. See what your wife says.
I can't. My wife,
why?
No matter where we are, has to sleep nearest to the door. Her philosophy, which I think is a little is she has to be closest to exit the house in case there's somebody in the house. This way, if somebody breaks in, I die and she escapes.
Well, tell her that if she break in, someone breaks in.
They're closer to the door, Tiki.
She's closer to, you're closer to the door.
Yeah, I've done that. She said, no, but once they're in, I can escape quicker. I said, okay.
Yeah, but she's escaping through the front where the intruder is coming? That doesn't make any sense.
I don't understand. It's even in hotels. She's got to be closer to the door to exit. That's where they're coming in. I think she doesn't make any sense, but bless her heart.
Yeah. So she's thinking, hey,
That's a southern bless your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, bless your heart.
So she's thinking that she's tougher than you. And so if an intruder comes into your house, she could take your beautiful girls, get the hell out, survive, and then you're dead.
1,000%. So if you're listening, any detectives, just understand my life insurance policy is solid. You've heard that it's on the radio.
Do you sleep with a bat next to your bed?
We do, actually.
Me too. Oh, I thought, okay, great.
Side.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
Oh, two bats.
Oh, she's got a bat, I got a bat.
See, I only got one bat. Oh, one bat. We don't need two bats. Like, no, are we both going to attack the person?
No, but what if you foul it off and it breaks?
If you foul it off? You foul what off?
I don't know. You swing, a guy has a knife or something, it breaks, so and then what?
So what happened in that Yankee game last night with what's his name? With Oscar Gonzalez?
Oh, my God. Fractured face.
I was watching this freaking game because, again, my family's out of town, so I got all the TVs going. I got the Net game. I got the Knick game. And I got Yankees against Mexico or whatever they call the team.
Diablos Rios?
Sure. Robbie Cano's team. And Oscar Gonzalez swings, and the ball goes off the bat right into his orbital.
What?
Broke his face, had to stay in Mexico. Not even kidding you.
He finds out that morning he's not making the Yankee roster out of camp and then fractures his orbital.
And has to stay in Mexico.
That's crazy.
He has to stay in the hospital overnight. So now he's there. I mean, nothing wrong with staying in Mexico. I love Mexico. I'm basically Mexican, as you know. Yes. I'm married into a Mexican family. But I would not want to be stuck in a hotel outside of the United States of America.
No, and he's not going to stay right there and have another beer in Mexico. His orbital is fractured.
Let's get to a couple of more of your weird bed-making calls, and then we'll get to the Yankees, because this DJ LeMahieu injury makes me worried as someone who's been very pro the Yankees having a good year. But quickly, let's go to Carmon in West Babylon. What's up, Carmon?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good, man.
Good.
So listen, my wife bought us something that changed our lives forever, and I would highly recommend you guys do the same. So it's, I don't want to say the name, I don't give them free publicity, but it's a bed set where the comforter is attached to the bedspread through a zipper. So each morning, there's no, even if you thrash like a friggin' whale in your sleep, there's no really making the bed, because all you do is zipper it right up, and you're good to go. It literally takes 10 seconds. It's
wow,
changed our lives
that's
forever.
A genius.
I will say this, Carmine. Thank you for the call. If our WFAN sales team is listening, please get them as a sponsor immediately. Because as somebody that never wants to make my bed, if I could just zip it back up, like, dude, I'm in. That sounds like the greatest invention of all time. Jim is in Lincoln Park, New Jersey. What's up, Jim?
How you doing, guys?
What's up, dude?
I never made my bed as a kid in high school, never. But, Tiki, you may know this place. I went down to Fork Union Military Academy for 1 year.
Oh, yeah, of course I know Fork Union. A lot of guys from my era down that way.
I absolutely hated it, but I got to play football again. And, oh, yeah, if you didn't make your bed, you'd be walking to the pad all day.
Right.
That was it for me. I said,
I understand that's like a very tough thing. Like, hey, you should do this. It teaches discipline. But I'm asking you as an adult, like, what the hell's that going to do to my day? What's it going to do to Lugie's day? What's it going to do to Sean's day?
What
does it even do to your day? Yeah. What does it do? It's really making you more productive.
It makes you feel accomplished.
Can we all agree here that time is precious? We can never get the time back. Think about the amount of time we've wasted making the bed just to sleep in it.
Stop.
I get if you're a single bachelor, you want to wash the sheets. I understand that. But as far as making the bed to feel good about yourself, it's wasted time.
No, I agree with Lugie. I think he's right.
No, it's not.
I think he's right.
You know, success is a mentality, right?
No, I don't.
It's your perception of achieving something. That's what success is. We can let other people try to define success, but it's really what you think of yourself. And when you make a bed, something very simple is making a bed, you have accomplished something. So even if you don't consciously say, I'm successful at making a bed, you have been successful already in your day. You don't have to do anything else, and you've been successful because you made your bed. It looks neat. You've cleaned it up. Your significant other will appreciate it. You've had some success, and it begets more success on top of it and on top of it and on top of it. It encourages you to do something else. I made the bed. You know what? I don't have to make the bed later. I can go work out today. Okay, wait. I went and ran 2 miles. Oh, great. That was fantastic.
I do.
I'm going to go and walk the dog.
I do think
that
one
was great as well. My dog feels great, and she loves me as well. I'm going to feed the ferrets. I have two ferrets now.
What are you, running a zoo? What are you, Ace Ventura?
I come back this weekend. Tracy has two ferrets.
She didn't even ask you? She just like showed up with two ferrets?
Tegan wanted them.
Oh my God!
I'll tell
biscuit
you,
and spaghetti.
You got some. My oldest son wants a chicken. Like literally, he wants a chicken. Not
you should
to eat,
get one.
A chicken to live in our house.
You should get one.
No, why? For what reason?
Responsibility.
Responsibility for who? For him?
For him.
Let me tell you what's going to happen. Okay, let me give you a little spoiler alert. Jet will try to take care of the chicken for about 6 hours.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, that chicken is going to poop everywhere. And then all of a sudden,
keep it in a cage.
The chicken in the cage?
Yes.
And what's the chicken going to do in the cage?
Sleep.
It's not a free-range chicken anymore.
Yeah, there's going to be no chicken
in
the Roberts.
Build a pen in the backyard? Do something?
My problem with that, I thought about that, is that that chicken wouldn't survive a week. There would be some feral animal that would just bite its head off and that'd be it.
Where?
Me coming over.
I got animals living all over the place. I live in Westchester. I mean, I saw a bear recently. No, not a bear. What's that other animal? It's like a cat, except it's vicious.
Bobcat, coyote.
Bobcat. Saw a bobcat the other day. A bobcat.
You thought a bobcat was a bear?
I forgot the ferocious animal.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.